Thank you. Good morning, everyone. 早安，大家。今天这一这个是继续圆觉经的介绍哈。那我们已经讲到了第七个菩萨，今天要讲第七个菩萨叫做威德自在菩萨。那上一个菩萨呢是清净慧菩萨。那清净慧菩萨的时候，我们提到了菩萨问佛，我们在修行的过程当中有多少的境界，可以有多少证悟的境界。那佛就解释了说，其实呢我们证悟的境界跟佛的境界都没有什么不同，但是因为我们凡夫还是执着，还是在幻象当中，所以呢它具有四种的境界可以来成就。 So today we will continue the introduction of the Sutra of Complete Enlightenment, and today's talk is talk about the seventh Bodhisattva called Bodhisattva at Ease in Majestic Virtue. The previous one is Bodhisattva of Pure Wisdom. This Bodhisattva asks Buddha, you know, how many levels of attainment that we ordinary people can attain during practice. And Buddha's answer is that all the attainment is no different from Buddha's attainment. However, we sentient beings still have attachment to something, different levels of self. So that's why we will feel that we have different levels of attainment. And Buddha explained what kind of those attainments are. Okay.所以今天我们要讲到威德自在菩萨的时候呢，威德自在菩萨当听到佛讲到这样的一个证悟的境界的时候呢，那他当然很关心的就是说，那我们要怎么样修行才可以有这样的境界呢？那首先要讲威德自在菩萨哦，他为什么会有这样的一个名号？威德。我们当我们听到威德的时候哈，有什么感受？这个人很有威德，起恭敬心哈。听说我们的师公哈，不管到是不是佛教的场合，他只要一进场，不知道为什么大家就会起立，然后要不然就是肃静，这就是威德。如果说我们一进场，大家就闹哄哄的，不理这个人的存在哈，那这个人大概就是没有，至少没有那个摄受力。那又威德又自在哈，表示说这个人的修行，他修行方法哈，跟他自己的摄受力已经是非常非常的自在呈现哈。不像我们有时候修行的时候，总是要提醒自己用方法，用方法，然后你就会看到这个人有时候会很严肃，有没有？他正在用方法。如果呢？稍微一打个岔，讲个话就破功了，这就不自在了哈。就是不，你的威德也不自在哈。本来不讲话还看起来蛮庄严的，就一讲话起来就完全啊，这个气质就有所变化了哈。这也不叫威德自在哈。所以威德自在就是说，已经你就可以知道说，他用方法已经完全是，不管在什么场合下，他的方法都跟他在一起。很自在，然后但是他的威德又自然呈现。So, the Bodhisattva of Bodhisattva at ease in majestic virtue. Okay, so from the name, we know that he has virtue, and he is at ease. Okay, how can we say that a person is with virtue? Can you feel the difference? A person with virtue and a person without virtue? Can you feel or tell? Yes, but it's hard to explain. Just the person show up, you will be quiet, you will feel harmony, you will feel peace. Just like our grandmaster, I heard from our masters say that every time our grandmaster show up in a big assembly, no matter it's Buddhist related assembly or not, when he show up in the public, all the audience will be quiet or sometimes they stand up. It's just like, you know, he didn't say anything, but people just keep quiet and will listen. And that's one kind of virtue that he had. And through practice, sometimes you can generate this kind of virtue. So this Bodhisattva has his name because he used his method, he practiced with his method all the time. And he showed the virtue all the time, and he's at ease. Not like us, sometimes beginners practitioners always forget the method, right? And when they concentrate and use the method, you will know that, uh-oh, he's concentrating, he is practicing, not this interruption, you know. And it's okay when he sit on the cushion, but when he get out of the cushion and then start to talk, and it totally changed to another person. You know, sometimes we look like, oh, he is quiet and he is calm. But when he start to talk, then he lost the calmness. So it's not at ease. The person, the practitioner, is not at ease because he forget about his method. Okay. So the Bodhisattva at ease in majestic virtues is earn his name because his method is already blend in with him, that he practice all the time, no matter in what condition. The method is with him all the time, and also he is at ease, not like, you know, nervous or something. Okay. 所以唯德自在菩萨当然他自己精通于方法，所以他为了我们这些还没有修行或是还没有证悟的这些众生来请教佛，说请问佛，那有哪一些方法，有哪一些方法我们可以用呢？那这里面有一个比喻，他说就像一个城堡，它有四个门。好，那其实你只要开任何一个门，你都进入了城堡。好，那这个门呢，我们称它是方便门，就是说有多少门可以为我们这些众生打开呢？然后让我们能够进入佛性呢？好 ，So Bodhisattva at ease in majestic, that he is very good at practice, the method of practice. So he knows that we need a method to practice so that we can achieve the attainment. So he asked Buddha, you know, just like a castle, you know, you have four doors. No matter which door you open, you get into the castle. So how many doors we have for people to practice so that we can see our Buddha nature? That's basically the core questions of this chapter. 那佛呢就听到了这个问题，就赞叹他了一下，说：“哎，你很好啊，你就是已经为大众问了这个非常重要的问题哈。”但是呢，就一如往常，佛在回答这个每个菩萨问的问题的时候呢，都要把《圆觉经》的这个基本的核心思想再重新的强调一遍。那什么是圆觉经如来藏的核心思想？我们讲过很多遍了，什么？众生本来成佛，我们的觉性本来就在那里，它已经是圆满的在那里。好，那我们为什么没有办法看到它？是因为我们的无明。那今天不管讲到之前问证悟的境界也好，讲修行的方法也好，佛陀就说 其实不管什么样的方法，它都是同一个方法，没有什么差别。但是对于我们凡夫来讲呢，因为我们的根性不一样，因为我们的无明的角度不一样，所以呢我们会对方法起分别。但是不管怎么样呢，佛陀讲哈，无上妙觉遍诸十方，出生如来与一切法同体平等，与诸修行实无有二，不二法门。好，所以他说其实我们的觉性本来就遍诸十方了，跟如来一样，然后这个圆满的觉性它可以产生一切法。我们看到的一切法呢，虽然是一个幻象，可是它是我们的真如本性所显现的，是平等的。那以修行法门来讲，也都是不二法门，我们不要起分别。那先重新强调了这样的一个如来藏圆觉经的这个根本思想之后，佛才开始解释说啊，那对于我们凡夫修行来讲，就有这样的一些方便法。 OK, so before Buddha start to answer the question, you know, how many gates that we have to enter the door, how many methods of practice we can practice. Before Buddha answer that, Buddha starts again to emphasize the core concept ofthe Sutra of Complete Enlightenment, and it's also the core concept of the Tathagata school. That is, all the sentient beings has already has possessed the ultimate Buddha nature. So our Buddha nature has already completed in us.But because of our ignorance, so that's why we cannot see it. Okay, so the sutra say, the Buddha say, the unsurpassable wondrous enlightenment pervade all 10 directions already. From it arise the Tathagatas and all Dhammas. Even though we see all kinds of phenomena,We say all the worldly phenomena are illusory. However, they all come from our Buddha nature. And these Tathagatas and these are equal and identical to one another of the same substance, which is our Buddha nature. So the various methods of cultivationare in reality not different from one another. So Buddha re-emphasized the non-duality, the sameness of all everything before he started to explain different methods. Okay. So those methods for all the Bodhisattva and Buddha, they are all equal. They are the same method. But for ordinary people,since we have different karmic roots, we have different obstacles, and we have a different comprehension of Dharma and method, and there are different methods. 所以接下来呢，佛陀呢就开始解释了哈。他说，我们的方便法门呢，它有非常非常多种。就像我们现在在这个世间上哈，光是被列为是佛教的修行法门就有非常非常的多种，更不要讲说其他宗教了哈。就是光修行的法门，它有非常非常多种。但是呢，如果你把它归纳整理一下呢，不出三类。好，那佛陀就开始解释这三种方法。也是三种层次的方法。那这个也是我们今天要讲解的主题。那我们是一个禅修的道场，那师父教的禅法呢也不离开这三种层次，只是说 因为我们的传承，好，那我们对于这三种层次的轻重，好，有不同的一个使用。Okay. So Buddha say, you know, there are many, many expedient methods to practice. As you know, for Buddhism, in Buddhist religion, we have many, many methods already, let alone other religion. So in this world, there are so many methods exist for us to choose to practice. Okay. But Buddha say, if we categorize them, they can classify in three methods, three categories. Okay. So, as you know, our master is a Chan master, and we are a monastery of Chan school. So today's topic is basically introduction of the Chan method of our lineage. And Shifu's teachings always follow these three methods, but because we have Cao Dong and Lin Ji's lineage, so we focus on different levels of these three methods. So today I will introduce these three kinds of methods to you. Okay. 那所以今天呢，我就会我可能需要一个时钟哎。Okay. 那首先呢，佛就讲说呢，第一种方法呢，它叫做摄摩他。摄摩他基本上是一个修定的法门。那在经文上呢，他讲说，如果呢，若诸菩萨悟净圆觉，当你能够了解到这个圆觉的这个清净的觉相的时候呢，那你会取静，安静的静，取静为行。这个方法呢，是基本上是要安静，然后由成诸念，借由把你的念头呢澄清，就是澄净了之后呢，你会觉识烦动。觉是觉悟的觉，识是你的意识的识，你会发现你的意识是烦动的，还不是动而已，是烦，麻烦的烦，就是烦躁的烦。你把你的心念呢安静了以后，你发现你的意识是一直在动，一直在动的。然后当你能够把你的心静到那个程度，知道你的觉识呢，觉到你的意识是如瀑布这样子繁动的时候呢，这个时候呢才有可能你的智慧会产生。这时候呢，身心课程从此永灭。你的身跟心跟外境，我们讲什么身境是身境，心境身心境三个就 disappear 消除了之后呢，你就会从内产生极静跟清安，然后呢十方世界呢就很清楚的呈现在你眼前了，不是只有这个房间哦，是十方世界哦，不是只有太阳系哦，是十方世界哦，很清楚的呈现的在你眼前，就好像哦，那个镜子，哦，那个镜子如实的呈现在镜子前面，让你看到。这个方法叫做摄摩他。So Buddha start to explain the first method. We call it samatha. Okay. So the sutra says that if a bodhisattva with pure enlightened mind engage in the cultivation of stillness, they will cleanse and settle all thought, becoming aware of the agitation and restlessness of consciousness. They will then in such condition, then they will cause their wisdom of stillness to manifest. So you start to practice to calm your mind and then still your mind, and you realize that your mind is constantly changed. And your thought is just like a Nagoya fall, you know. Just come and come, and you cannot stop it. And only when your mind comes to at this subtle level that you will find out that your consciousness is ever agitating. It's never rest. At that point, that there is a chance for your wisdom to manifest. And if you can, and at that point, your body and your mind and so-called the sense objects, they all disappear. And then you will generate the so-called quiescence and ease and peace from your from inside. And then all the universe, not just in this room, not just this world, or not just this solar system, it's all universe will manifest as they are clearly in front of you. It's just like a mirror, you know. Everything show in front of the mirror, you can see them clearly. So when your mind come to that level, everything just show up as they are in front of you. That's the method of Samatha. 那在我们这样的一个修行当中，其实它的主要的修行方法就是修止，好，就是把你的心集中在刚开始的时候，我们的心很散乱，那我们必须要有一个所缘境，好，那这个所缘境可以是你的呼吸，可以是声音，可以是一个东西。那在师父教的法门里面，我们刚开始学初级打坐班的时候，就是学什么观呼吸，学数息，就是把呼吸来当所缘境，然后把我们散乱的心先集中起来。那慢慢藉由这个呼吸一直持续的时候，那我们的心会慢慢的统一，会把我们的身跟心统一起来，慢慢的进驻不同层次的统一心。好，那很有可能就从这个统一心进入了无心，那就是开悟的境界。那师父在耳根圆通章的时候也教，可以用声音，好，用声音是你的所缘境，慢慢的把经过散乱心、集中心，然后到统一心。好，那观音菩萨就是耳根圆通，就是应用这个声音的这个所缘境来达到开悟的境界。总而言之，止的修行呢，它一定刚开始的时候必须要有一个所缘境，然后把心呢慢慢的沉静下来。So basically this method, the Samatha, the method of Samatha is the method of still the mind. Okay, so from Shifu's teachings that how can we practice still the mind? We can, one, use counting the breath or following the breath. We use the breath as the object for us to concentrate. So, you know, like us, our ordinary life, our mind is kind of scattered on a lot of different things. So we focus on one object to focus our mind, to bring our scattered mind together and focus on one thing. And gradually, you will unify your body and mind or any environment. And then you achieve the unified mind. And at one point, when the condition ripen, you will attain the state of no mind. That's the state of enlightenment. And not just that you can use breath as your object, you can also use the sound. Just like Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, his method is using the sound as the object to practice. So in the beginning, you listen to the sound, you concentrate, you unify your mind, and then you hear the sound of no sound. And then you hear the sound of your nature. That's the enlightenment. So you can choose any object as your target to practice this method. But here Shifu say that the most reliable or safe method is breath. And since we have breath all the time, right? No matter where you go, your breath is always with you. And that's most convenient method for us to practice even in daily life. 所以呢，师父呢，虽然说有这么多的所缘境呢，师父比较推荐我们用的是呼吸。好，这个呼吸，因为我们只要我们活着，呼吸都在。好，那这个观呼吸呢，也可以在我们日常生活中使用。所以这个方法呢，师父我们这边通常就是用观呼吸开始。好，但是在我们修行的过程当中，其实我们会有很多的障碍，让我们不能够甚至专心在一个方法上。好，那我们就会提到什么？所谓的障碍呢，不出五种，我们叫做五盖。好，那五盖呢是什么？就是贪、嗔、昏沉、吊举跟狐疑不信。好，不管就是说，当我们在用一个方法的时候，你有时候啊不打坐还好，一打坐，所有过去的记忆全部浮现，你讨厌的事情，好，你喜欢的东西，喜欢的人，就会出现，然后你自己就开始拍电影了，哇，好气，气死他了！哎呀，等一下不知道吃什么，最好是吃稀饭，再不然就要吃披萨。想着想着，然后呢，想累呢就怎么样，昏沉，睡着了。啊，睡饱醒来的时候继续想，那更多的情节出现，因为有。吃饱了喝足了睡饱了这样子啊，想完了之后，最后呢，奇怪，这个方法到底管不管用啊？这个老师教的方法怎么都没有用啊，我的心还是没有办法用在方法上，你就开始狐疑不信了哈，觉得这忙了，好不容易花了钱请了假来打七，结果呢五天已经过去了，怎么都没有开悟了，这个方法是不是有问题？这个老师可能也有问题，然后我们的精进修行就在这个五盖当中一直在那边循环。好，那怎么办呢？要用五停心啊，光要修止很不容易哦，遇到这五种状况的时候，你要用方法来对治它，然后让你自己能够把心安住在数呼吸上面。好，那一般的人可以数呼吸的，你只要能够想办法一直安住在数呼吸上面，可是问题是当我们的业障现前的时候，你就是没有办法，势不可挡，这个时候你只能用别的方法，用五停心来稍微缓和一下，然后再回到你的方法上。 okay. So the method of still the mindThat Shifu recommend counting the breath. Okay. So, but sometimes, like during the retreat, we wanted to count the breath or even follow the breath. But But sometimes we just cannot do it. What usually will happen? We call it five obstacles or five hindrances that usually will show up. Some people, you know, in a daily life, they don't think they have many wandering thoughts. But when they sit, then here it comes. So many thoughts, so many memories arise in your mind. Something you don't like, someone you love, your girlfriend, your kids, your spouse, you think of them all the time. So it's, you generate hatred in your mind, you generate desire in your mind. Maybe you feel hungry and you thought of, oh, lunch, what will they provide? It's better, you know, noodles or pizza. You start to follow the thought of desire and forget about your method. And if you think you hate, you get angry, and then you feel attached to something, and then what happens? You feel tired, then you feel drowsiness, you fall asleep. That's the third kind of hindrance. And then you take a nap, you sleep on your cushion. Maybe after one period, you get energy. Ah, that's very good. You got good food and you got a very good rest, and your mind starts to get very active and overactive. Then you start to generate more thought again. Sometimes if you are artist, then you thought of something unique idea, something I can create or draw. Good idea. And if you are a writer, the scenario, all the story come out, good story come out, you wanted to write. Your mind is getting active and good ideas come out. And then what? After 7-day retreat, after 5 days, you're still in a circle of anger, desire, drowsiness, and restless. Nothing happened. You're not enlightened. You didn't achieve anything. And then you start to generate doubt. Not doubt sensation, doubt. And you start to question, you know, is this method good for me? You know, is this teacher good? Why the method is not work for me? And then you don't believe in the teacher and you don't believe in the method. That's basically five obstacles you will have when you want to practice still the mind. You're basically just too busy. You cannot concentrate on even one object, which is your breath. You forget about your breath all the time. So then if usually when the master remind you, you know, go back to your method, go back to your method. Most of the people can do it. You know, they can, okay, let go of all this, let's count the breath. But at some point that the obstacle is so strong that you just cannot control it. People will cry, people just feel drowsiness all the time. So at that point, when the obstacle is so strong, we will introduce the method, the five method of still the mind, to help practitioner to at least calm down and get focused, and then go back to the method. 那这个五停心呢，基本上是属习观、不净观、慈悲观、因缘观跟念佛观。好，那这个方法我们在这边呢就不多花时间介绍哈。那基本上就是有五种对治的方法。那基本上还是要它的目的呢，是希望我们能够克服重大的业障， 然后让我们自己能够真正的在方法上。那要强调的是说，这些业障不是只有在打坐的时候才会发生。好，在我们日常生活中，刚刚讲的那五种会不会发生？好，看到不喜欢的人，想到看到喜欢的人，好，我们的贪嗔，所谓的痴或是昏沉睡眠，然后第四种是散乱掉局，好，第五个是狐疑不信，也会发生在我们日常生活当中。那我们也可以用这个五停心来帮助自己面对日常生活的问题，让自己不会在这五种烦恼当中没有办法自拔，好，还能就是说能够很快速的把自己的心安定之后回到方法上。好，不管这个方法在日常生活中是放松也好，或是观呼吸也 好。那我记得有一次我真的起了很大的烦恼，我哭着去找师父，我去跟师父理论啊，说这样这样这样，怎么会发生这种事情呢？应该怎么样怎么样处理？你们猜师父第一个反应是什么？观呼吸，你观呼吸。然后他看我不能观呼吸，就念佛。有没有五停心观？还有一个念佛观啊。第一个是这个什么处习观啊，不管用啊，就来什么念佛啊。就我那时候怎么念得下去呢？好，业障现前了。那师父就跟我开导一下，好，开导一下，让我怎样起慈悲观，起忏悔心。这个时候我的心才稳定了下来。当我们在日常生活中起重大烦恼，心已经是在极端的嗔恨或是极端喜悦的当中的时候，要想办法让自己的心回到平稳的状态，这个五停心也是非常有用的。 Talking about the five methods of stilling the mindThat is when your obstacle is so strong that no matter what guidance was given by the master, you just cannot use the method. Then we will use the five method of stilling the mind. They are the contemplation of the breath, the contemplation of the impurity, the contemplation of compassion,the contemplation of causes and conditions, and contemplation of chanting Buddha's name. And I'm not going to explain these methods in detail because it might take another lecture. But they are very useful in the retreat or during meditation, sitting meditation. And they are also very useful in daily life. So,you know, in daily life, we would generate these five obstacles too. We would generate anger when we encounter difficulties or injustice. We will encounter desire, strong desire when we love something or love someone. We will have like a drowsiness or boredom, you know, feel no hope.No meaning of life. We might have your mind is constantly agitated. Your mind just cannot calm. No matter what happened around you, your mind is agitated, overactive. And or, you lost the faith in your method, in your master, or in life, or in everyone that will happen to your daily life.And we can still use the five methods of stilling the mind to bring our mind to a level of calmness. I remember there is one time I generated a very strong vexation. I got very angry with someone. And so I just run into Shifu and say, you know, this it's just not right. This person is not right. And I cried and I get mad. And you know what Shifu told me at the first place? Shifu say, watch your breath. I'm like, watch my breath. I was breathing very fast. And I just shake my hand, my head. And Shifu next say, okay, Chan Buddha's name. At that point, I really can't. I just cannot chant. And the next, Shifu explain. Shifu say something so that I generate a mind of compassion to that person and to that event, and I start to repent. At that point, my mind calmed down. You see, the things, the injustice things, the bad things, the difficult things, is not an issue for practitioners. The issue is that our mind is not calm. We cannot make the right decisions. We cannot generate wisdom and compassion to handle these things. And we are driven by our habit or by our ignorance, and we do crazy things. So the method of what I say, three, the first, counting the breath, you know, watch your breath, doesn't work. And then Chan Buddha's name doesn't work. Then the third method work is generate compassion, compassionate mind. And automatically you will start to repent your behavior, not people's, other people's behavior, or why these things would happen to you. So this five methods of sealing the mind is very useful in our daily life too. But the basic point of practice the stillness is try to bring your mind into calmness at all times in order to practice this samatha successfully. Okay. 所以这是呢第一个佛陀介绍的方法。好，我们不管是这个修止呢是所有法门的基础。好，我们不管看到佛教里面什么密宗也好啦，净土宗也好啦，刚开始念佛嘛，不管是其他的印度教或是其他的宗派也好，所有的修行法门的基础就是修止，让这个方法能够把我们的心达到一个安定祥和的地步，然后从这个基础上慢慢的我们再深入。那从佛的教导里面呢来说，那这个止如果继续的修下去，修到无心，进入无心的地步呢，那从静，心静，静到无心的地步呢，也是可以开悟的。 OK, so this method of still the mind is the basic basis of all the methods, no matter it's Pure Land school, no matter it's Tibetan school or Indian religions or Christianity, you know, you pray or whatever the method exists. Basically, the first stage, you have to bring your mind to calm and peaceful. Then after, you will generate more experience or more attainment or deeper attainment based on still the mind. So this is a very important part of practice for all the practitioners. And from this chapter, Buddha says that if you continue to practice still the mind, that you your mind calm and cleans. Keep doing that, keep cleansing and keep calming your mind. At a certain point, you will get to the point of no mind, and that method will bring you to the enlightenment. So that's the first method called Samatha. Okay. So the analogy for this method is like a mirror. The very flat mirrors that can reflect everything. No twisting. Okay. Just as they are. And if you have five obstacles or you have five hindrances, basically your mind, your mirror is bended, twisted, or you know, concave or whatever. So the image in front of the mirror is not a real image. It's twisted. It's just not the real image. Okay. 所以呢，在佛陀最后呢，用一个比喻来比喻这个方法，他是说如镜中像，就好像你的心就好像一面很平很平很光亮的镜子哈，那你所以你的心就是如实的呈现，就是说那个景象到镜子前面呢，它就是原来的面貌呈现出来啊，有没有十方世界原来的样子呈现在你的面前？那如果我们的心呢有五盖啊，哦各种烦恼啊，那那个镜子呢就是。啊，要不然就是摩擦哈，模糊了啦；要不然呢，就是变形了啦；要不然就是怎么了？所以那个镜子一，你的东西一照到镜子前面，它根本就不是原来的面貌。那这是佛陀给的第一个方法的一个比喻哈，如镜中像，好，这个方法指的方法。然后我们要讲到第二个方法。这个方法呢叫做三摩波提，那师父解释呢，这是一个更高层次的方法。那先讲经文，他说若诸菩萨悟净圆觉，以净觉心啊，不对，这是第一，他说若诸菩萨悟净圆觉，以净觉心知觉心性给予根尘皆因幻化，就是说你知道说你的心性，你的心跟这个外境根尘这个外境呢都是虚幻的，然后呢但是你用这个幻身幻境来修这样的一个用来修幻，把除幻，把这个幻身跟幻境除掉，好，记得我们那时候有没有讲以幻除幻，好，就好像两根木头，有没有摩擦摩擦产生火之后，智慧产生把两根木头烧掉了，就把身跟境全部烧掉了，好，那就是以幻修幻，那变化诸幻而开幻众，由起幻故便能内发大悲清安。你用一个虚幻的方法，你知道你的身心如幻，然后你在这个虚幻的世界里面呢去度虚幻的众生，那这个时候呢你的内心会产生叫所谓的大悲情安。好，什么是大悲情安？这个方法的主要核心是需要有大悲心，你没有大悲心没有办法修这个法门。好，那我们在讲说哈，修止，很多人都会到山上，有没有偏远的山上去，我不要跟外界互动，我只要修止修静就好了。可是如果你要修这个三摩波提的法门，你一定要起大悲心，你一定要跟众生互动，因为你在幻以幻修幻，你在虚幻的境界中去修这个度虚幻的众生，但是呢你的心没有离开定，所以它基本上是一个什么 止观的修持是一个定慧等持，所以三摩钵提的方法叫做等持。好，所以经文上说，哎呀，这些你当你在虚幻的境界去，虚幻的世界里面，用这个虚幻的身心去度虚幻的众生的时候呢，修到你可以不被这些虚幻的东西所迷惑，然后用大悲清安呢，把这些虚幻的境界都放下了之后呢，你就可以看到如实的境界。那这样的一个方法呢，叫做三摩钵提，就是等持，就是不离第一个层次的定境，不像我们打坐很定，对不对？离开座位就 不定了，对不对？就是你在生活中还是很维持同样的定境，同时你还可以产生智慧去帮助众生，而且呢不会怎么样被这个虚幻的世界拉进去。很多人他不愿意在娑婆世界修行，因为什么？自己没修好还被沉沦下去，很有可能的。So, the second method that Buddha explained, bring up is the second category is called Samabodhi. Okay. So, Buddha says that if bodhisattvas with pure enlightened minds realize the nature of mind and realize that the six sense faculties and six sense objects are illusory projections, they will then generate illusions as a means to eliminate illusion. You use illusory body and mind to sever the illusory phenomena. And causing transformation and manifestations among illusion, they were enlightened illusory sentient beings.And this method, the important part to practice this method is to generate compassion mind. Without compassion, great compassion mind, you cannot use your illusory body and mind and enter into this illusory world to...help the illusory sentient being. For the first method, if you practice stillness, you will likely, you know, go to the mountain or go to somewhere that no people around so that you can practice this method successfully because nobody bother you. No car, no kids, you know, nothing bother you around. So you can practice the mindthe method of still the mind successfully. You basically doesn't want to get into this world. But if you want to practice the method of samadhi, you have to keep the mind in the stillness as when we practice in samatha. On top of that, the mind is in such level of stillness, but you still behaveIn your daily life, you still enter this world and help others. And also you know that you, your mind, your body, and everything, the environment, and the sentient beings are all illusory. And you still generate a compassion mind to help them. And remember, your mind is still in the stillness. That's very hard.Right? We sit on the cushion. So good. Mind is at ease. So peaceful. When you get out, you go to the cafeteria. Desire, anger, whatsoever, your mind just lose the calmness, lose the stillness. So this is the more advanced level of practice. So, Samabodhi is a Sanskrit term. It means uphold,
Uphold what? Uphold the stillness and the stillness and contemplation. Uphold the samadhi and the wisdom. Equal. Cannot like go to one or the other. You have to uphold the two of them. Okay.
那在师父教我们的止观哈，止观就是在修这个三摩波底。好，我们之前熟悉那些在修止，然后在进到中阶的禅修的时候呢，师父就会教我们止观。好，止观同时哈。那止观是什么呢？止嘛哈，你的心安住在一境。那观呢，清楚的知道你的心安住在这一境。好，我再说一遍哈。当你数呼吸的时候，你清楚的知道你在数呼吸。这样的话，你就不会入定。好，我师父教我们的方法不是修次第禅定，不是四禅八天一定一定的修。好，当你入定的时候呢，我们不能说它是不清楚的，但是它已经没有觉知这个世间的时间跟空间。所以很多时候我们看到公案，有没有个祖师一坐下来 入定起来之后哈，什么三个月已经过去了，都会发生什么事情，他是不知道的。他只据他来讲，他只能好像一分钟，就坐一分钟起来，三个月过去了。这是入定，这不是师父要我们修的法门。好，那所以我们当我们的数呼吸数到，好观呼吸数到可以稳定的时候，开始就要起观，就要止观同时。好，就是你在用方法。然后你清楚知道你在用方法，比如说我在数呼吸，我清楚知道我在数呼吸。当你有起观的时候，就不会入定。好，所以呢，在日常生活中是非常重要的哈。比如说，我们常常哈，住持法师常常也生活禅跟我们讲什么，身在哪里？心在哪里？我今天拿起这个钟，我清清楚楚的知道我拿起一个钟，我所有的动作我完全清楚明白，我不仅是很稳定，心很定的拿起这个钟，而且我很清楚我拿这个钟。我们常常哈，比如说我们回家开门换鞋子，很多时候你是什么惯性，你根本没有清楚明白你在开门，你用哪个手开门，你用什么角度转多少度开了那个门进去，你怎么关门的，你换鞋子是换哪一只脚先，你把拖鞋放到哪里去了，是不清楚的。你是用你的惯性在操作你的动作，这就不叫止观同时了哈。你可能内心很稳定，可是你的观照力是没有的。所以常常我们用方法会用到变惯性，数呼吸对不对？也是啊，数啊，一二三四，一二三四，数到一百，糟糕了，为什么只能数到十啊？因为一二三四我们很容易一直数下去哈。你没有觉知的时候，你可以数到一百。可是只能数到十，然后再回来，数到十再回来。当你失去你的清楚觉照力的时候，你就噼里啪啦数到一百。这个时候，你不仅你没有定，你的觉知也不见了。所以，更高一层的修行的时候，当你方法可以用得很稳定的时候呢，你一定要避免自己变成惯性。你一定要常常告诉自己：我知道我在用方法，我清楚的知道我在用方法。甚至呢，我清楚的知道我的杂念起来了。当你的杂念起来没有关系，当你忘掉方法没有关系，你知道你忘掉方法了，赶快把方法起来。
就是对你自己的一切要清楚明白。 OK, so for practice this method, 师父 introduced the method of stillness and vipassana at the same time. OK, so the first level, we use counting the breath or following the breath to calm our mind.And Shifu teach us, then if you can use the method to calm your mind at a certain level, that then we have to generate the contemplation of the mind of contemplation. And then we will go to the next level of practice to practice stillness and vipassana at the same time. You can easily, if you can follow one method very consistently and constantly, it's very easy that you enter into samadhi. Like, you know, we can read the Buddha's history, like the master or the patriarch, they often of time they can enter into samadhi very easily. So from the koan, we sometimes see, you know, the master just pass the lake and sit, and then when they come back, 3 months pass already. But for the master, it's only like 1 minute, right? So during that either 1 minute or 3 months, there is no contemplation. There is no awareness of time and space. Basically, your mind went into samadhi, and that's not a practice of samabodhi. If you practice samabodhi, you cannot enter into samadhi.Because you have to have contemplation at the same time. You have the awareness. Okay, so how to practice, you know, stillness and vipassana, the contemplation at the same time. And Shifu teach us, when you use the method of counting the breath, or whatever the method is, you clearlyknow that you are using the method. For example, I'm counting breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I clearly know that I am counting the breath. Often, you know, like in daily life, for example, when you walk into your house, Are you aware of how you open the door? How you change your shoes? I mean, you know, you turn the door, like, in what degree you turn the door so you can open the door, and which foot you step in first, and which foot you change the your shoes first. Where did you put your shoes? You know, you are not aware of that because you use your habit to behave. So you go back home, you walk into the door, but you are not aware of everything.And same thing when we use the method, you know, counting the breath, that's good. Or chanting Buddha's name, Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha. You know. But your mind is not with your method because you don't know you are practicing. You can chant, you know, I want to chant 10,000 Amitabha per day. You know, counting, you know, Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha.But you are not clearly know that you are chanting Amitabha. Then your practice becomes habit. And that's not a method of stillness and vipassana. Okay. So, Shifu emphasized, when you practice this method, no matter you use the method in a very smooth way,you generate vexation, you forget about your method, And you count from 1 to 100. You know, Shifu say 1 to 10, 1 to 10, right? And you forget. 99. Oh, sorry. 1, 2, 3. You be aware all that happened to you. That's okay. No regret. Don't hate yourself. Don't punish yourself. Just be aware of that and then come back to your method. Clearly know what happened to you. Clearly know that you are practicing. And clearly know that you are practicing this method. And always come back to the method and clearly know about it. That's the practice of stillness and vipassana at the same time that Shifu taught us. We can use that in a retreat or while you are sitting or in the daily life. Okay. 很多人比如说在日常生活中不晓得怎么修行，包括我自己在禅堂的时候觉得哇，这个禅法真是好，可是为什么回到日常生活中的落差会这么大呢？就是不会修止观，只会修止，把方法当成止，那个观慧没有提出来。那所以呢，止观呢，在大圣的修持里面，不会强调要入定，而且会强调修行在日常生活中，就是这个道理。好，有时候我们修止修到某种程度的时候，我们会厌世，厌离这个世界，我们要 到一个很清安的境界去。所以要修三摩波底，要修止观的时候，常常在禅期的时候，师父是不是很强调要我们怎么样？一个是出离心，修止的时候你会产生出离心，另外一个是什么心？啊？嗯？像车子的两个轮子哈，禅修的人这两个轮子掉了一个哈，没办法走的啦。一个是出离心，一个是菩提心。菩提心就是大悲心，救度众生，愿一切众生都能成佛的大悲心。唯有发了大悲心，你才可能在这个虚幻的世界里面去修行，不会厌离这个世间，不会厌离一切众生。 So Shifu told us that Mahayana's practice of Zen is very, we emphasize the practice in daily life. If we just practice samatha or practice stillness, easily you will generate the mind of detaching this world. You would like to go by yourself, you want to practice alone.Because you know that this world is not good, and this world is illusory. You don't want to get involved. You want to escape. But Shifu emphasized that Mahayana's practice, you have to have two minds. One is the mind of renunciation, and the mind of bodhicitta.What is the mind of bodhicitta? Yeah, bodhisattva mind, which is a great compassionate mind that you wanted to save, help sentient beings. You want everyone to get toliberated with you, not just yourself, right? So to generate, Shifu always emphasize as a practitioner, as a Mahayana practitioners, to have a mind of renunciation and a mind of bodhicitta, just like, you know, the car, the two wheels of the car. We have four wheels. Like bicycle, you have two wheels, right? You cannot just have one wheel. You will not success without only one wheel. You got to have the mind of renunciation and bodhicitta at the same time in order to practice the Mahayana practice. So that's the second level of practice, samadhi, samabhadi. Okay. Okay. The next one is the highest level. 那接下去的这个层次呢，就是最高层次哈。本来是可以不要讲哈，因为我也讲不出来。这个方法叫做禅那，真正的禅。刚刚那个三摩波提哈，佛陀形容这样的一个方法是什么呢？如土长苗，如土长苗，就好像那个不动大地哈，大地不是会滋养万物吗？我们大家都知道大地是不动的，我们常常都想说你的心坚固，不动如大地，对不对？你的心就像不动的大地这样子的定，可是你的心是活的。还可以滋养万物，哎，如土还可以长那个活生生的苗出来。好，心没有死掉哦，如土长苗。好，那这样已经够了吧？还不够。接下去这个禅那呢？佛陀讲到说，好，意思就是说，直接把身心世界所有的内外的一切虚幻境界直接放下，直接进入无心。好，哇，它是呢，离思想、离语言、离心理的身心物质的一切活动。没有办法用，意思是说没有办法用语言符号来形容它，直接就直指人心，然后就到达佛的境界了。那这才叫做真正的禅，叫做禅那。For the samabhadi, Buddha gave an analogy, say that this method is like,just like our mind will be like an unmoving earth. The earth is unmoving. However, it will cultivate living things, plants. You know, it's not dead earth. It's not like unmoving dead thing there. This dead thing is life. This still mind is life.It can cultivate living things. It can cultivate compassion mind to help sentient beings. So that's the second method of samabhadi. And the next level is the highest, called dhyana. That's the real method of chan. Basically, Buddha says,you just directly let go all the body and mind and six sense faculties, six sense objectives, everything. You just directly let go of it. It departs from, it's nothing related to your feeling, your thinking, any symbols,any mental activity, everything. If you want to use symbol, language, logical thinking, or any consciousness you want to achieve the dhyana, it's impossible. You have to let go everything and directly enter the state of no mind. That's the practice of dhyana. It's very hard. Yes? Yeah, good question. The question is, how to let go of everything? Yeah, I remember one time that I was in the retreat of silent illumination. You know, when you can practice that method very calm and very constantly, probably you at a certain, maybe a certain level of unified mind, like, you know, you just with your method continuously. And at that point, I remember Zarko was the was leading the retreat, and then he gave us a guidance. Now, let go of your method. I'm just like, what? And I just cannot let go. My body and mind still exist there, using the method. I wanted to let go, but I can't. I know it's hard, but I know if I can let go, then I can't say, you know, I got enlightened, but, you know, at least I let go of certain attachment of self. It's hard, so that's why we need to practice. And Shifu said that it's hard for ordinary people to practice dhyana directly. That's why we have to go back to what? Samatha, feel the mind first, and then the next level, you know, samabhadi. And then one day, when the causes and condition ripen, you know, I have to share this because that changed my mind, my attitude of practice. Shifu said that the first, second level, you know, the practice for one person to attend the unified mind is technical issue. Technique. If you have a master teach you good method, you practice well and good guidance, the method can help you to get to the unified mind. But if you want to get into no mind, let go of the last attachment, it's not a technical problem. It's something about virtues, merits, causes and conditions. And so that's why Shifu emphasized why we need to do good things. Why we need to accumulate merit, why we need to accumulate virtues. Buddha is the Buddha complete the practice of virtue. We sometimes say that Buddhas fulfill the highest level of virtue and merit. And so if you can practice very good unified mind again and again for 10 years, and it's nothing to do with technique, you have to accumulate more merits and virtues. When the condition ripens, when the time comes. So that's why a lot of patria, you know, keep practicing, keep practicing, and keep doing the labor work in the kitchen. You see, they are not just sitting in the chan hall. The six patria work in the kitchen without complaint. With injustice, treatment, his mind always keep in a calmness state with the method. And through that practice, he accumulated merit and virtues. And suddenly, when he hears something, or, you know, you drop something, that's the time for you to get in line. OK， 那刚刚这个Robert 问了一个很重要的问题，他说那我不能 let go 怎么办？我就是不能 let go。 对，我可以体会这个，因为有一次我在达摩造期的时候啊，这个方法就是一直在那边，你就是很稳定的，没有什么杂念的，就在那边坐着用方法。那突然之间，我记得那时候斯扎口在带期，那有一支香突然他说把方法放下，这时候我就傻眼了，放不下，怎么放？你的心还是在你的身跟心上面，在那个方法上面，你就是放不下。但是我知道，如果我真的能够放下的话，至少我的修行可以进入，可以再 upgrade 一点。可是我真的放不下。那这时候我要跟大家分享是，师父曾经跟我们僧众分享一个这个指导呢，大家就可以理解为什么师父法鼓山虽然是一个禅修的道场，可是我们是入世的。那虽然入世，可是我们不离禅修。师父说，从什么散乱心、集中心到统一心，是技术的问题。技术，只要有一个人告诉你一个很好的方法，只要你有一个好的老师指导你，突破重重的难关，克服重重的障碍，你可以达到很高层次的统一心。可是如果你要进入无心，你想要放下最后的执着，不是技术的问题，是福德因缘的问题。这个福德因缘从哪里来？从我们日常生活中为大众服劳役，我们做义工，我们做种种的布施，六度从忍辱中来，从布施中来。六祖慧能大师忍着很多的屈辱在厨房里面做劳力，可是他的每一刻的心都是非常平稳的，都是在法上面，不是在烦恼心上面。虽然大家对他这样的一个不平等的待遇，他的心一直是在法上的。然后等到因缘成熟的时候，他听到了一句话，特悟。我们看到祖师大德有没有常常因为一个杯子掉落地了，或是什么东西断掉了，开悟了。我们学得到吗？或者杯子掉了100个，我们都开悟不了。杯子掉下去，那是一个因缘，那个 timing 到了，他的福德因缘，他的心可以在同一心的方法上一直维持，然后等他的福德因缘到了，他就开悟了。可是，在日常生活中，我们的祖师大德怎么修行？做苦力，为大众服劳役，有没有？不是一直坐在禅堂里面的。所以，师父给我们我们要用方法，要能够持续的用方法。可是福德因缘要培福，要培德，威德自在菩萨有没有？威德哪里来？福德从哪里来？从日常生活中起大悲心，跟众生结缘而来。这是修行非常重要的一个观念。那我就不再执着说我要去禅堂打七，不要去闭关了，因为你的福德因缘不够，你再怎么努力，你的技术用得再怎么好，那一刻不会来临，那个最后的执着你放不下。日常生活中没有办法布施忍辱，你说你要怎么开悟呢？不太可能。那 So you know like I said Diana，我现在有点倒过来，然后先讲英文再讲中文。Diana is just a level of attainment, enlightenment. It's hard for me to explain because I did not get enlightenment. And there is, No need to explain because it's beyond language and symbol and everything, and it's hard. And so Shifu encourages us, you know, practice your method in the daily life. And if you can practice this in the daily life and you keep your mind in a calm state at all times, and you cultivate six paramita, you do offering, you tolerate injustice, you know, you cultivate samadhi, wisdom and all that, and when the condition ripen, when the time comes, then here you are. You see it. No need to explain, right? And what would that be? I don't know. And Shifu, I give an energy. If you study science before, that there is a force called pseudo force. What is pseudo force? Centrifugal force. You know, when you do the laundry, when the clothes is spinning, you know, we get rid of the water. When you spin, the force, the centrifugal force is pseudo force. The force only exists when the machine spins, right? Same thing. Our mind, when our mind is moving, things exist. When our mind calms down, all the illusory things disappear. So that's why all the worldly phenomena, including our body and mind, are pseudo force. They are illusory. But if our mind moves, they exist. They are true. They are real. But if your mind calms down, they don't exist. Okay? So we have to go back to the base, the fundamental practice. Go back to practice what? Still the mind. And we have to practice that when we encounter everything, difficulties, injustice, whatsoever, desire, everything, we can still bring our mind to the calmness. That's the fundamental of practice. 所以呢，我只能举一个例子跟大家分享，因为我也不晓得在没有虚放下一切的时候，它是什么样的一个境界。但是呢，举了一个例子，大家知道那个洗衣机吧？它为什么能够脱水啊？就是那个机器在转，对不对？那转的时候，我们有讲一个离心力，在科学里面来讲，离心力是一个假的力，就是只有机器在转的时候，那个力才存在；机器不转的时候，力就不存在。那我们的心也一样，当我们的心动的时候呢，所有的东西，我们的身与心、外境、烦恼，什么都存在，跟真的一样，它真有力哦。但是当我们的心停止的时候，不存在的。所以我们要停，把我们的心进入无心的阶段。可是呢，基础要修什么？修止。我们一定要让我们自己在用方法，在日常生活的时候呢，不管遇到什么困难、为难、重大的伤害，都能够用方法将我们的心维持在一个非常平静的阶段的时候，那我们才可以来谈什么是修行，什么是智慧。那最后呢，就是佛陀给的这个迪亚娜的这个比喻呢，是如比气中簧，就是好像那个音乐会产生，那个乐器会产生音乐一样。我们这个乐器呢，它就是这个虚幻的身心世界，物质的世界。那个音乐，当外境来的时候，就好像你去弹它，然后不是产生音乐吗？那个音乐就是那个智慧，那个智慧产生，它不会绑在这个乐器里面。众生需要帮助，就弹一下，音乐就出来，然后出来之后就怎么样？事情过了就结束了。回到原来的状态。 没有任何执着。 OK, so the last Buddha gave an analogy for this method is called like the instrument, the music of the instrument. So the instrument is like our body and mind and the material world, including sentient beings, whatever, this universe. And when things happen, when sentient beings is in need, it's just like play the instrument. You play it, and the music come out, right? And the music will not bound into the instrument. So it looks like, you know, we have this body and mind there. Things happen, we play it, and the music is the wisdom. The wisdom come out and do some and help sentient being. And when things over, music over, then come back to the state of nothing happened. That's the method of Dhyana. Okay, 所以今天呢就很简短的跟大家分享哈，这个老实说，这讲三个方法哈，可以讲很久很久哈。第一个我程度可能也不够，第二个呢时间也不够哈，所以欢迎大家哈有时间来跟我们一起修行，我们有各式各样的课程。禅修的课程还有 retreat 可以参加，修行是一条既长但是也有很好玩的路。好 ，so this three method actually can, you know, we can explain it in very detail, but you know maybe I my ability cannot explain in that detail, and one is we only have limited time, so we finish in this three method in one lecture.But you know we have different classes of meditation class, and we have different retreats. And I just encourage you, if these three methods like sounds make sense to you, you always can start with the meditation class with us, and or choose any programs you like. And today I will finish my talks here. Thank you very much. 谢谢。那我们哈还是要回向一下哈 ，Let's read the verse on merit transfer. A Chinese verse, okay. 愿以此。